we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's the last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, May 30th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, rock stars with tiny dicks, jacking off with dirty shoes, and duct taping children to trees. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. You know, at the top of the program, we played that Casey Kasem clip. And the reason why I did that is because I got a couple emails from people saying, you know, I don't think a lot of the new listeners understand when you quote from that. They don't understand the reference. So I thought I'd clue some of our newer listeners in. It's something I hate doing. I don't like explaining myself and why something is funny, because then it doesn't seem as funny then. You have to explain it. But yeah, I thought I would clue some of my listeners in. And it's funny, when I was looking for that Casey Kasem clip, I found a couple new outtakes or whatever. They're not new. I mean, these were recorded in like the 80s or something, I'm sure. But they're new to you if you haven't heard them. Let's take a listen to the first outtake here.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Jeez, that's how we're on.
That's how I feel when I'm taping the show. I've only done the first 10 minutes, what?
Jeez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Well, there's a new quote for us. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
Could you imagine having to read commercials for a radio station in like New York or something, and you find out your program is going to be played at 2 in the morning? The fuck is listening to the radio then? Sundays at 2 in the morning.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Okay, that's of course the one we've heard already. When you come out of those goddamn up-tempo numbers, it's hard to make that transition, and then you gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. They do this to me all the time. I don't understand. It's Don on the phone. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see? I fucking love that shit. Hey, speaking of shit that I love... Wow, there's a pun in there somewhere, because I'm about to talk about panty pooping. It's a subject you've grown to love here on Distorted View, and our friends over at XTube... .com have come through with some fantastic videos for us. Now, like I've said, we've talked about this before. I found the panty pooping message board, and there's some videos on there or whatever, but they're not really great audio to a lot of those videos. It's just some chick pooping in her panties. Well, next, what you gotta look for is the guys, because the guys take the massive BMs, right? They know how to do it. They straight up disrespect the toilet. Or their boxer shorts. But what's great about these videos, and what's truly disturbing and disgusting, is that, like, there's a bunch of these videos where a guy is wearing, like, underwear, right? Or boxer shorts, you know, whatever. And he bends over, and the camera's, like, right on his ass. And you just hear him poop. And you hear that, like, like of the, you know, poop coming out. But then you see this log pressing outward, onto stretching his underwear out. It looks like, you know those, like, time-lapse nature documentaries showing how, like, a tree grows, or, like, how a flower grows? Just, it pushes out of the ground. That's what, it kind of looks like. You just see, like, his underwear slowly expanding, and you can tell it's, like, in the shape of a turd just poking out. So his boxer shorts look like there's a tent, something propping some of it up. It's really disgusting, and I have some audio here for you. All right, now you got to pay attention because this is not really loud per se, but it's that squishing sound that nauseates me. Take a listen to this. Oh, oh no! It's like it sounds like it's bubbling, doesn't it? Oh, yucky. All right, and here is another one. This is from another video from the same guy. Now listen how his shit sounds a little bit different in this one. It's definitely liquid-based. Listen to that right there. Wait, right before you hear the loud part, listen to this. There's... Oh, it's so wet. All right, I've got two more here for you. Oh. You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like something starting to crack and getting ready to fall down, like a building or a dam or something. All right, we've got one more here. I don't know how good this one is. Ugh. Oh, what the hell is wrong with that shit? Oh, that just sounds like a clay kind of shit coming out of him, squeezing out. But what's great about it is you hear that, like, because the shit is just hitting up against the underwear and it has nowhere to go and it's just sort of spreading out up against his ass cheeks and it's all moist and yuck. So there you go. More panty pooping for you. Fantastic. Oh, if you want to hear more panty pooping, you got to check out Cheryl Murkowski's podcast, because she's been fascinated with panty pooping. I think ever since she first heard about it on Distorted View, she's been searching out panty pooping stories, and one of them involves a fashion bug, like taking a shit in a fashion bug dressing room. I learned about that like a day after I told you, Sideshow members, my fashion bug story. So, oh, and the best part about Cheryl Murkowski's show, I just listened to her newest show, and Cheryl Murkowski did a skank. I am going to play just a minute of what happened on her show. I guess some foreign guy, there are a lot of foreign people on Skype, right? And Cheryl has her Skype up when she's doing her show, and apparently this guy called her and wanted to, you know, start something going. Now, first, okay. If you are some hot and horny guy, right, and you're looking for a little voice sex chat, all right, and you call some girl up, and the voice you hear when she picks up is, "Hello, honey, stay smoky, my ass cunt looks like a rose," you know, or whatever, you would immediately hang up, not try to engage in sex with her, but apparently... foreign guys are idiots.
Do you like to eat my penis?
Do you even know what that means?
No, I am asking you. Answer me. Do you like to eat my penis?
Well, eat. Yes, and I also like to eat the vagina power.
Oh, you make me hot.
Oh, really? Are you getting hard, honey?
Are you alone now?
You don't know. Well,
are you alone?
I fucking hate all those background noises and Skype. The same thing happens to me when I'm doing my skanks. I try to edit them out, but Jesus Christ, that's annoying.
Of course I'm alone. I've just got me and my prolips.
Oh, have you a camera?
No.
I love... She starts shitting or something.
No. Excuse me. I had a little incident. Oops.
Who are sleeping with you now?
You want to play with me?
Yes.
Who do you have a camera, baby?
And it just continues to get more disgusting after that. So everyone check out whorehole.org for Cheryl Murkowski's show. And of course, I'll put a link to it on the show notes today. You can check out Cheryl Murkowski's skank. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. That's what Cheryl Murkowski sounds like. She sounds like a motorcycle or lawnmower starting. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up now. It's, look at this. It's the fucking end of the month. Government checks coming in the mail. You've got nothing to worry about. That's $5 anyway. And if you want a real deal, sign up for a yearly membership. It's only $50. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the DV archives, plus extended shows, extra content, video cast. Oh, I wanted to ask you guys for a little bit of help. Someone buy me a camcorder. No, unfortunately, my camcorder is dead. After, I think the last thing that I did was that top five video countdown. And if you're wondering why I haven't done any video since, that's the reason why. I've been doing little webcam video casts or whatever. But I'm trying to buy a new camcorder. I just don't know, you know, which model I should purchase. Obviously, I need to be able to hook it up to the computer, right? Do my video editing and stuff like that. And I'm looking for a camera that's good with indoor lighting and has a good microphone on it. Pick everything up. So if anyone has any suggestions, and don't be suggesting these like $3,000 or $4,000 cameras. No, I need budget is what we're talking about here. So if anyone is a kind of video nerd out there, email me with your suggestions. I'd really appreciate it. All right? And then sign up for the Sideshow and give me money. All right. Sorry. I'm thinking back to my description of the panty pooping earlier, the time-lapse video. Can you believe this podcast won two podcast awards? 2005 and 2006. so stupid. I've got a classy program here. I love, by the way, I don't know if I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show, how Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions accepted the award for Distorted View on, you know, his behalf or whatever, which was really nice of him. And he even threw in the line, "Rape is like candy," which got, like, the worst response ever. The guy hosting it or whatever was like, okay, moving on. There's a video of it up on YouTube, of course. Check it out. I'm so pissed, though, because the first year, I actually went to the Podcast Expo to get, to claim my award, right? But we weren't allowed to give speeches. The second year, apparently we could. I have a feeling next year or this coming year, they're going to go back to the no speeches allowed, thanks to Patrick. All right, now let's get into the news here. Apparently that's what I'm here for. The story comes from Winchester Bay, Oregon. A teenager was arrested on a kidnapping charge, accused of duct taping a 9-year-old to a tree. Yet another practical use for duct tape. Is there anything that stuff cannot do? It can hold up a 9-year-old in a tree. If I saw that kid in a tree, I would totally start hitting it with a broomstick, pinata style. My lucky day. There's got to be candy in there somewhere. And then as his entrails start coming out of his body, probably sounds like this. All seeping out. Oh, no. Panty pooping. Yes, deputies in Douglas County said the teenager's father called them Sunday with the story. The teenager, 17, from Winchester Bay, first shut the younger boy in a utility box in front of a trailer, but two companions of the teenager let him out. Then, according to the sheriff's office report, the 9-year-old yelled at the teenager, who then carried him to a nearby tree, wrapped several layers of tape around him, and took a cell phone photograph. Went right up on MySpace. I hope to God that kid had a phone that could capture video. Could you imagine the screams of a 9-year-old boy?
I am! It's so cold, guys! Someone help me! Hello? Hello, my future girlfriend.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like.
That's the kid.
I am 11 years old, in the 6th grade, in New Mexico. Please PM me if I'm on Yahoo Chat.
All right. Make sure to pee on you.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay. There's another kid that deserves to be hit like a piñata. And I'm pretty sure that kid was Mexican. Even better. for the piñata thing, not because I would rather hit Mexican children. Okay, moving on. I'm not racist. Because of the piñata thing, right? Mexican piñata. The team's crazy ethnic people! Alright. Anytime I'm trying to prove that I'm not racist, all of a sudden that jingle starts up. Alright, the teen's father arrived at the scene, and the teen took the duct tape off of the child. The father called officers with the report anyways, so there you go. Second story we have for you today, police recovered 15...
I have your mind. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you.
I know what a drunk David Hasselhoff eating Wendy's on the floor of his shitty apartment means. It's time for a Distorted View Access Entertainment Hollywood News Inside Report Extra Edition tonight. Oh, it's so sad. It's yet another sound file that I've lost during the great Windows XP downgrade of 2007. I'm hoping that I can find an old episode of Distorted View and, sort of splice something together so I have my entertainment news intro. But that's okay. We've got a great story here. Mick Jagger reportedly tried to enlarge his penis by letting bees sting it. Bees? They don't allow you to have bees in here. Rest of development. All right, the Rolling Stones frontman, whose small penis was mocked by a former lover, covered his coquette, I believe is the proper terminology, as we learned from yesterday's show. His coquette was mocked by a former lover, so he covered his manhood in bees in the hope that their stings would cause it to swell. Wow. That sounds like something that happens in a retarded news story that I'm reading involving some guy from Florida. Not a rock star. Femalefirst.co.uk reports that film director Julian Temple revealed how the aging rocker attempted to use the ancient Amazonian marriage ritual while filming scenes for 1982's Fitzcarraldo or something? Apparently it was a movie featuring Mick Jagger. I've never heard of it. Temple told UK radio show Film Program, quote, "It involved putting bamboo over the male member and filling it with stinger bees." This is something I believe I could get the window licker to do. So far, I got him to masturbate with Aura Gel. He also burned his dick with some chemical. He loves masturbating with weird shit. I haven't heard from the window licker, though, lately. But yes, it involves putting bamboo over the male member and filling it with stinger bees. So the member attained the size of the bamboo. Nice. Mick spent months in the jungle of Peru. He was going mad out there, I think. Former U.S. supermodel Janice Dickinson humiliated Jagger when she told television chat show host Jonathan Ross, "Mick has a very small penis." Jagger has fathered 7 children with 4 different women and is currently in a relationship with a U.S. fashion stylist. There you go. It's not very often you hear the words Mick Jagger, bamboo, cock, and bee stings in the same sentence. Lindsay Lohan, now that I could understand. Wouldn't even bat an eye if I read that. Oh, of course. It's just a typical Saturday for old Lilo. Is that what we're calling her now? Lindsay Lilo? Whatever, I'm retarded. Final story we have for you today. Police removed more than 1,500 pairs of girls' shoes stolen from Wisconsin schools from a man arrested for burglary. Lieutenant William H. Graham said, quote, "He liked to smell them. I guess that makes him a sniff freak."
The guy, he's into dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
Greatest acting in a porno ever. The 27-year-old Kenosha man worked for a cable company and collected keys to the schools as he responded to calls. Creepy. Police arrested him after a security video showed him entering North High School on May 20th and leaving with some items. They tracked the man through his vehicle registration. On Thursday, officers searched the man's home and a rented storage unit. Holy shit, a lot of shoes when you need to rent a storage unit. They also found school yearbooks, keys, a bolt cutter, and other items they said could be related to the burglaries. The man was expected to be charged in court today, says Captain Mike Babe. Ooh. Police said they believe he broke into the schools to steal tennis shoes. The man has a previous conviction for stealing shoes from another high school in 2005. A serial shoe sniffer. The worst kind. Actually, I just remembered another porno with worse acting. Picture this. Sicily, 1945. No, picture this. A guy's jacking off on the bed. Some other guy enters the room. It's his brother. Oh, no. What could happen?
Anthony, I've got to have that big dick of yours.
That's the guy who's masturbating on the bed, by the way. This guy,
Anthony,
is the one who just walked in. All right, let's try this from the top.
Anthony, I've got to have that big dick of yours. And this is where I want you to put it.
He's sticking his finger in his asshole.
Do you want me to fuck you? Full service, just like Susan. I don't know. No one will.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. You are my brother, and I am straight. I just don't know if I should.
No one will find out.
Oh, okay.
Get your clothes off.
All right, then. Stupid premise. Not very believable. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of ya. All right. Now, people, don't get angry if I'm not playing your voicemails. It's not intentional. What I do is I go through my emails and save them all, and I try to play as many as I can. I have 16 right here in my playlist, but that's not even half of them that I got today. So I'm sorry if we didn't get to yours. I'll try to get to them another day. So here we go. Hello?
Tim.
Hi.
Tim. Hey, Tim, sorry. Tim Horton, I'm pretty stoned. I'm harvesting my blood.
Sure.
I thought I would call in. And I have a sexual... Oh, fuck, I can hear the train coming.
Well, yeah.
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Say cheese.
That was absolutely awful. I guess you deserve a little slack because you were stoned and you did hang up on yourself after you made that comment about the train. But still, just a poor showing. And one of my freaks who can speak, their voicemail is not being played because you took up their slot. You idiot. All right, next up.
It's him. I have a problem, and I was hoping you can help me.
I might have given this guy genital warts. I'm not sure.
There's this really hot chick in my school who seeing right now, and I want to have sex with her, but I think she might have AIDS. And I was wondering, what do you think? Should I go through with it? I mean,
go through with it? Well, how hot is she? You might be better off rolling the dice on that one.
It's a breaker at my school because, and that condoms break on me, so it's a good thing to go with his birth control. But what do you think about it? Should I go through with this, or should
some
I
fucking magnums if you're that big, you stud?
But anyway, hopefully you can answer that, or pass it along to somebody who can.
All right, should this guy risk having sex with this girl who might have? You might want to ask her. I don't know.
Hey Tim, it's Faith. I heard your thing, and I was like, oh.
Wait a second. You're going to have to be a little more specific. You heard my thing.
Faith,
my dick speaking to you.
Hey, Tim, it's Faith. I heard your thing, and I was like, oh, my God, that thing is crawling on my leg. Oh, my God, did you see that thing? Oh, my God, here it comes. I totally thought of you because I know you're gay and everything now. So, anyway, my favorite. Talk to you later.
Oh, I get what she's saying. Oh, she's talking about yesterday on the sideshow. On the extended portion, there was a spider crawling on my monitor, and I started freaking out. And she's saying that I reminded her of the gay weather guy. Remember this guy?
Canaveral area, Vero Beach, will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually that should... I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God! This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg. Oh, God. If that... Oh, my God! That is... Oh, my God! Oh, no! Right at the wall for me.
Damn cockroach. Okay, next
this
up.
This is a free call.
What?
Make all your calls free at digitalcalls.com.
Okay. A little advertisement for digitalcalls.com or whatever.
Hey, Sam, what's up? It's the window licker here.
The window licker? I was just talking about you today and how you haven't been around.
I think it's true. Anyway, so...
Here's what I want you to do. Get a bamboo shoot and fill it with a bunch of bees. Have it sting your dick.
I had to fast forward through any of your shows, but today I definitely have to. Tim, seriously, Tim has some fat corner. Why? No more Tim Henson stories. You people suck. Write something worth writing, please, or something like that.
All right, there you go. Window Licker checking in. Apparently, he didn't enjoy this week's Sextastic Tuesday. And speaking of things that suck, your phone connection would definitely be on that list.
Hey, Timmy, this is Richard from CDLPodcast.com. Just calling with some financial information for you. On your show for Memorial Day, you mentioned getting paid extra, and you said, hey, everybody send me $10. That is inaccurate because, technically speaking, the people who have a monthly $5 membership actually only pay you 16 cents a day. So for the extra day that you work, assuming that your listeners agree
Holy
to pay
shit.
You double time, they should send you an extra 16 cents.
No.
Now,
that's
for,
a horrible idea.
The smart
You're stupid.
Sideshow members like myself, who paid $50 for a year, we are only paying you 13 cents a day.
This
so,
guy's a nerd, man.
But hey,
he's totally doing my taxes. To help me
right now and
my quarterlies.
The appropriate 16 or 13 cents.
All right. Okay. All right, another phone connection. What the hell's going on today?
Dead soldiers. I'm glad I wasn't one of those.
Uh-oh. Pukes proudly served in Iraq. I don't think he enjoyed my Memorial Day tribute to the soldiers.
Dead soldiers. I'm glad I wasn't
yeah,
one of those.
It's a joke, Puke.
That's Puke here, and yeah. You know, the way the government's going right now with all these wars everywhere, we'll probably have an entire week off by, 2010. Memorial Week for all the people that have died for
That's right.
Fucking.
Puke is a free thinker. He's not some cog in the military machine.
It's Jason from the Jason Show, and my dick is hard.
Oh, no. Is that really the Jason from the Jason Show?
It's Jason from the Jason Show, and my dick is horn.
Oh, Lord, he's back.
Hey, Tim, man.
It's funny because he actually did I Am Me recently, with and he started the whole thing. Like, this interview sucks, Jason, so rules. And I'm like, I just put snore. Like, oh, we're going to do that again. He's going to go on for a month, and he's going to say, oh, I really do love your show. I'm just trying to get promotion.
Hey, Tim. I work at a company where we have a lot of contractors who are Indian.
Oh.
And one of our project managers was in a meeting, and she was really concentrating on a problem. She was tapping her pen against her palm, and quietly under her breath, she went, a-do-do-do-do-do, and I almost spit my coffee.
She's racist! And a Distorted View listener. Ding! All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I'm not even going to attempt to play any more voicemail calls. That one was good enough. Yes, please. I want you guys to email me. Email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God, this show is ponderous. Fucking ponderous. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. It's the end of the month. We could really use a couple extra votes. So if you haven't voted yet, vote for us now, podcastally.com, digusundig.com, and of course, subscribe via iTunes. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. It's my mom's birthday, everybody. So everyone, think of my mother today and wish her a happy birthday if you see her on the streets. She's working the corner. everyone, if you're not a Sideshow member, subscribe today because that money will go directly towards buying her a present. All right, we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Won't you calm down?
We're surrounded by freaks. Why won't the police do anything?
Say the prayer.
God grant me the wisdom to accept the things I can't
change. The serenity to accept the things I cannot accept.